And we have some news that involves NPR and WBUR here in now's home station. Tom Ashbrook, the host of On Point, will not be returning to the program. That's according to Boston University, which owns WBUR, which produces On Point. Ashbrook has been on leave since December when various allegations against him surfaced. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now with the latest. David, there were two investigations that were going on, one involving sexual harassment, one involving an abusive workplace environment. What did the investigators find?
So they worked in parallel. The investigation of sexual harassment allegations found that his conduct did not constitute sexual harassment under Boston University's codes of conduct and their policies. There had been allegations of certain kinds of unwanted touching or remarks that they found didn't rise that level. Secondly, there was a law firm conducted an allegation, a question of an abusive workplace environment that Ashbrook, although not technically the boss as the defining figure of the program, was alleged to have created. And they said that was the case, that it was clearly demeaning, hostile, deleterious to a lot of folks there. A number of folks, I got to say WBUR, I commend its reporting on this. I did some reporting as well. But a number of folks came forward to reporters, and I think this is, appears to have been reflected in what the investigators found, to say that they left the show because of the demeaning environment, that he was not simply demanding but abusive in his behavior.
Now, the report says that WBUR management was aware of Ashbrook's behavior and repeatedly talked to him about it but was unsuccessful in changing his behavior. What does this mean for the management?
I think, as at a number of other institutions, it's going to be a moment of reflection and contrition for upper managers, and they're going to have to earn back, trust, hard won and easily lost in such circumstances. I think that what you're seeing from the report is that these concerns were articulated over time. That it wasn't as though it just happened a few weeks before Tom was suspended back in December, and that in a number of cases, at least journalistically, we found that people were told, "Well, that's Tom being Tom, here's some ways to work around that." And in this climate, I think that, you know, this is closely linked to the Me Too movement that we're in at the moment, even though he was, in a sense, exonerated of the allegations of violating sexual harassment conduct codes at BU. In this environment, it's not good enough to say, well, you can work around it. That's just somebody being themselves. That the environment that people work in deserves to be free of open hostility, demeaning behavior, and a workplace that they can't really operate in.
Are there any details about the future of On Point?
It appears as though On Point that the mandate for management is to clarify how On Point operates, what its standards are, what its expectations are of people in all roles in that show, and that the management at WBR itself is going to have to be explicit about ways in which it intends to keep faith with its workforce and its, for that matter, its listeners about what its expectations are. I haven't heard anything to suggest that On Point is going to be dispatched, although such things do get rebranded at times. It sounds to me as though they're going to have to find a way to move forward. You are going to have to see management again to show their bosses and their employees that they can offer a constructive atmosphere there.
David, thank you.
You bet.